I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has demanded that TikTok's Chinese owners divest their stakes in the popular video app or face a possible U.S. ban. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The ultimatum, first reported in the Wall Street Journal, comes amid fears that the app could pass U.S. user data to the Chinese government. TikTok, which is owned by ByteDance, has more than 100 million users in the U.S. TikTok, which rejects the spying allegations, says it has spent more than $1.5 billion on rigorous data security efforts. Last week, the White House backed a bill that gives it new powers to ban TikTok and other foreign-based technologies if they pose a national security threat. Biden's predecessor, Republican Donald Trump, tried to ban TikTok in 2020, but was blocked by the courts.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. TikTok issued a statement saying the best way to address national security concerns is with transparent, U.S.-based protection of U.S. user data and systems. Swiss-based Credit Suisse Bank announced Thursday that it will borrow up to $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. Credit Suisse said the loan will boost its liquidity after a slump in its shares intensified fears about a global financial crisis. The announcement helped stem heavy selling during early morning trading sessions in Asia on Thursday. Trading on global markets and volatility has investors worried about a run on bank deposits following the collapse of two prominent U.S. banks last week. Flights to and from Greece will be grounded, and ships will remain docked at all ports on Thursday as Greek workers plan to stage a massive strike to protest last month's head-on collision of a passenger train and a freight train that killed 57 people. This is VOA News. The 24-hour strike called by Greece's largest private and public sector unions is also expected to shut public services and state schools, as well as disrupt urban transportation. Taiwan-based electronics maker Foxconn, which makes 70% of all iPhones, said Wednesday it plans to wrap up investment outside of China as the company reported weaker demand for consumer electronics. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has that story.
The world's largest maker of electronics for other brands expects revenue for the first quarter and full year to be flat. For the final quarter of last year, profit fell 10% to about $1.3 billion, in line with forecasts. Now Taiwan-based Foxconn plans to respond with an overseas investment drive. It wants to win new customers, including car makers. The move comes after unrest late last year at a plant in China. Workers there were unhappy over strict health crisis restrictions. That sparked protests and prompted thousands of employees to leave, disrupting production at a key time of year. Now the company wants to build on existing efforts to diversify away from China. It also wants to avoid any problems related to the mounting tensions between Beijing and Washington.
That was Julian Satterwhite reporting for Reuters. In U.S. college basketball, with the first four out of the way, the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins in earnest on Thursday. AP correspondent Josh Roundtree reports.
The NCAA tournament field of 64 is set following Wednesday's first four games in Dayton. In Game 1, Fairleigh Dickinson steamrolled Texas Southern 84-61 as all five FDU starters scored in double figures. The Knights next get East Region number 1, Purdue. In Game 2, Arizona State pounded Nevada 98-73 behind 20 points from junior guard DJ Horn. Bobby Hurley's team put up 53 points in the first half.
We had wanted to attack the paint, and we had, you know, really good effort in the first half, points in the paint, fast break points, points off turnovers.
The Sun Devils next face West Region number 6 seed TCU. Josh Roundtree, AP Sports.
R&B singer Bobby Caldwell has died. Caldwell had a major hit in 1978 with the song What You Won't Do for Love. The song went to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts and has become a standard soul ballad. Caldwell's wife said he died Tuesday at their home in New Jersey after a long illness. He was 71 years old. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.